Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here at Getaway Friday, January the 7th, 2022. I always mess that up for the first couple months of the year. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Back live here on Friday night with Angie Evers after a long absence. This is really the first time we've had a normally scheduled Friday night show since December the 10th. On December 17th, we had the technical issue here at the station at the tower, and we only got on for an hour that night after being off the air all day. Then the 24th was Christmas Eve, so we were not here that Friday night. Last weekend was New Year's Eve, and we came on at 10, so that wasn't really the Friday night show. So it's been since December the 10th since we've done this show in this time period, like we normally do it, go out, get some dinner, come in, do the show. But we're back after almost 31 days.
We are back.
It's nice to be back.
Yeah, I like going to get something to eat on Friday nights.
And then coming in here for all the fun?
A lot of fun.
Oh, well, absolutely. And here we are, off and running. Now, let's see. What is there to talk about?
Well, I have no idea.
Well, that's a good place to start. The phone lines will be open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I was sad to see that Sidney Poitier died today, 94 years old. He was really a pioneer, really a good actor. First real African-American actor that did not play a butler or a servant. He was in movies like In the Heat of the Night. He played Mr. Tibbs. He was great in that. He was in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner with Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy. Just a classic, classic actor. And first African-American to win an Academy Award for Best Actor. I think maybe still one of the few. There haven't been a whole lot.
Well, I honestly didn't know who he was, but I don't watch many movies. I don't stay up to date on any type of movies, really. So I didn't know who he was, but I saw him with Morgan Freeman. So I knew if he was friends with Morgan Freeman, he must have been a good guy.
Well, he was the guy. He was the guy. There wouldn't have been a lot of other actors, African-American actors, if he had not done those roles. In the Heat of the Night and Guess Who's Coming to Dinner are just classic, classic movies. And it's sad when these people go. I mean, 94 is a great long life, and nothing wrong with that. But he is, he's one of those guys who will be remembered forever in the pantheon of acting. And there aren't many of those.
Yeah, I've probably never seen any movies he was in. I mean, I just don't watch movies. I fall asleep.
So who do you know? I mean, what field of people do you know?
Well, I know Morgan Freeman.
Right.
Sandra Bullock. That's about it.
She's Sandra Bullock is interesting. I'm not sure if she's really a movie star or not. I mean, she's been in some hit movies, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like they're all hits. Like, off the top of my head, I can't think of a movie of hers.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I can think of several movies she's in, but maybe not the names of them, but I know she was in that one movie with a football player. I seen that one at the theater. I just don't watch movies, so you could.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen a Sidney Poitier movie. I just make it a point to know who these people are.
Yeah, I guess I don't pay attention to Hollywood.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What field do you pay attention to? Not Hollywood.
Forensic files.
Now, who's big in that field?
Everyday people.
So really, nobody.
No, they're all dead.
So there really is nobody to know.
Not really. I mean, Morgan Freeman's my favorite. I like him. And then, yeah, I really don't even watch. Well, I do watch one TV show. Your favorite, Big Brother.
Well, see, and that to me, I'm not even sure that's a TV show.
Yeah, it is. Reality TV.
To me, that just looks like a train wreck.
Well, sometimes it is.
Because, I hate to think that everybody's deceitful and everybody's backstabbing and everybody's out to get everybody else. That, to me, feels wrong.
Yeah, but that's not the whole point of the show. They have a lot of competitions. The competitions are fun to watch. I mean, my kids have always watched Big Brother. I guess I've watched probably more reality TV. You know, I don't know why.
Well, since we're back, how was Christmas?
Good. I got a sewing machine.
That's always nice.
Yeah. So I'll be making everybody some blankets or pillowcases. I don't know how to sew clothes, so you can forget that. But
is there any trick to sewing?
Yes.
What's the trick?
Well, the trick is to figure out how to thread the needle in the sewing machine. So that's what I'm still working on.
Well, the only thing I remember about sewing was guys had to take sewing when I was in school because it was part of home ec.
Right.
And I remember we had to sew a letter.
A letter?
A letter pillow. And, you know, all the people who didn't know what they were doing chose the letter I because that was easy to sew.
And did you choose I?
Oh, yeah. I chose I. But I remember sitting there and everybody's starting. And I could not get my machine to work. I couldn't find the on button. And I kept thinking, how in the world does this thing start moving? You know, the on button was on, but the little thing was not going up and down.
I don't remember using a sewing machine in class.
Oh, I did.
I think we just hand sewed in class.
Oh, no,
we
no.
sewed a... I think my mom probably still has it at home. I think it was a locker... I can remember, like, a locker hanger and with pockets. We sewed that. I'm trying to think. Yeah, we actually took home ec. And we actually took, what do you call it? Woodworking? What do you call it?
Woodshop?
Yeah, like woodshop.
So back to my story. You totally cut my story in two there. So I'm trying to get the sewing machine to work. And I couldn't get it to move. And then I realized there was a pedal.
After about
25
minutes. Yeah, you had to push the pedal.
Yeah.
That's funny. I'd like to see you sew.
Well, I got the pillow done.
Yeah. That's funny.
But there was that.
Yeah, sometimes I go into left field.
Well, that's okay. I just wasn't finished with that particular story. And the punchline was I couldn't find the pedal, but... You kind of veered off there, so I thought, well, we'll just come back in a second.
So you all know, I had my COVID booster vaccine, like, 2 hours ago? No, it probably hasn't even been 2 hours. Almost.
Just about.
Hour and a half.
No problems.
So, maybe it affected my brain.
No problem. You were so worried that something bad was going to happen immediately following, and nothing. And you right now you're even trying to figure out if he even gave it to you, because you feel so good.
Well, no, my arm isn't sore yet. I'm waiting for my arm to get sore.
Well, it takes like a day.
It'll probably hit me during the night.
You see, you know, this is an interesting thing: optimism versus pessimism. Now, why be pessimistic until it happens?
Well, you know I didn't feel good after the first two shots, so I was really leery about getting the booster.
You know what I always think? No matter what you are faced with in life, somebody else has went through it. So you're not the first. It's not like you're breaking new ground. And people have been through and went through and survived whatever you're going through. So why not be on the side of, okay, so will I? Why be on the side of, oh, that's going to be awful, that's going to be terrible, it's not going to be good at all, I'm going to be dropped dead? You know, no, I just think I'm more on the, okay, I'll be fine, I'll get through it. Some other people have, so will I.
Right. I think some people just have that mindsetting. You have a pretty good mindset. I guess I've been through a lot medically, so I don't know. I feel like I don't know.
Well, I'm not sure what you're supposed to do. Are you just supposed to roll over when something bad happens? I guess I'm not sure. Because my immediate response is, okay, how do we fix it? What needs to be done? Let's get started. Are you just supposed to say, okay, start digging the hole?
Well, no. I don't know. I would be like, you know, digging the hole to China. If that was the case.
Well, I guess here's the thing. Like, you know, I think about Bob Mason, the founder of radio here in Marion, whose grave we could not find and still have not found. You know, he died from a ruptured appendix that ruptured while he was on a plane. I mean, I'm sure he never thought in 10,000 years when he got on that plane that his appendix were going to rupture and that eventually was going to lead to a death in a city, in a state that he wasn't even going to.
Did he die on the plane?
No, his appendix ruptured on the plane, and then when he got off, they took him to the hospital, and he was put in there, and I think he was in there a little while before he died from the infection of it. But, you know, this was 1966 when this happened. And I'm sure when he woke up that morning and boarded that plane, he felt fine and never thought that by the end of the week he was going to be dead. So, you know, see, there's no pessimism or optimism in that story because you just don't know. You know, there will be people who will get into cars tonight in this country feeling completely fine and will die in automobile accidents. They will never have the moment in their brain to say, oh, this is good, this is bad. So if you have that moment, I always figure, oh, this is a chance to get it right. Even if it doesn't end right, this is my chance to get it right. Yeah. I'm being given a chance. Go ahead, caller.
Tell the little girl just to keep rubbing her arm and work it up and down, and I guarantee you she will be fine.
I think you're right. Thanks for calling, Judy.
Bye.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah. I did take some Tylenol, though, just to be on the safe side.
I think you've probably had COVID. It is so prevalent right now, and you are not in a shelter. It's not like you're staying at home every day. I think you've probably had it, got it, and been through it, so this shot is not going to mean much because it's just the strain of the illness. And if you've had the illness, I don't think it's going to mean all that much.
Yeah, I mean, if I did have COVID, I really didn't know I had COVID. I never lost any taste of smell, that was not right. Loss of taste. I cannot talk. Loss of smell. I haven't had a sore throat. Any of that.
So Christmas was good. How was New Year's?
Good. I'm always a little bummed, though, in January because I turn another year older.
My stomach was not very good on New Year's Day, so I did not get to eat as much pork and sauerkraut as I would have liked, but the next day I did. I ate a lot of it on Sunday, so that was good.
Yeah, my mom made us pork and sauerkraut.
And a nice blueberry pie.
Yes.
Which was very good. I ate that piece of pie the next day.
Yes.
I like blueberry pie. I like blueberry and lemon. Those are my two go-tos. Now, I really don't dislike anything that I can think of. I mean, I like apple pie. I like strawberry. I'm not a big fan of cherries. I'm really, I mean, I can, like, I'm not one of those people who has to pick the cherry off of anything I eat. But I don't, cherry pie is not a big one for me, and I don't like when people put cherries on cheesecake. I'm just, that's too many cherries. One cherry's okay, but a lot I don't like. But apple's okay, banana cream, coconut cream, that's all good. But probably my two favorite flavors are lemon and blueberry.
I like Judy's pies. Judy's cherry pie is my favorite pie.
See, I don't know who Judy is.
Yeah. You can buy her pie. They have Judy's pies, I believe, at Lawrence Orchards. Are they still open or are they closed?
I don't know.
Do they close for the season? Like for the winter?
You know, I'm not really sure. Does anybody know anything about Lawrence Orchards?
And they sell Judy's pies at Mom Wilson's. So, I do know that.
I never heard of them.
You have been missing out.
I still don't think I've ever had one.
Okay, well, next time we're on 23, I'm going to stop at Mom Wilson's. I drug you in there when was
last year one time.
It wasn't that long ago, maybe a month ago.
Oh, no, it was before Christmas. They weren't decorated for Christmas. It was probably back October, November, something like that.
Oh, they have the best dog bones. The dogs love their bones because they're real pork bones. Or I'm assuming it's pork because that's what they do is pork. But I've bought my dogs those bones for years. I mean, years. And even my dog, Moses, that he died last year, those were his favorite. I had bought him those since he was a pup. And even my dogs now, they go crazy for him.
Well, some of these out-of-the-way places are kind of nice. Like all those Amish places over in Pfeiffer Station.
Yeah, we haven't been. We should venture over there. I bet that one lady, what was her name?
Mary. I don't know.
Mary. She probably, I wonder if she makes blueberry pie.
She makes a lot of pies. I don't know. You know, right now,
she makes lemon.
I tell you, you know, I am a little skittish these days about doing much in public.
Yeah. It's probably going to be a little rough over the next month. Then things should calm down.
You know, I don't know what it is that's going on. But I was even talking to the pastor about this morning. I've never heard or seen at any time during this entire episode with the pandemic so many people I know either sick with a cold or a flu or COVID or it's just countless numbers of people who have been able to avoid this the entire time. Now, all of a sudden, are getting sick. Not deathly ill, thank goodness, but sick and not well during this. And I don't know what has happened. It's very strange, and it's very a little bit alarming because nobody is stopping anything. People are just trucking right along.
Right, but maybe that's how everybody will get some immunity, I guess.
Well, I guess
people
you do what you do.
People building up their, you know, herd immunity. I guess.
Well, I don't know how many times can you get COVID before you would build that up.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, if everybody gets COVID.
Well, we're getting close.
We're good.
This is helping us get pretty close to that. This episode we're in right now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I work in a doctor's office and, you know, the amount of COVID tests that we order a day is unbelievable.
Well, Marion Public Health ran out.
Yeah, they did. And I mean, I see on Facebook all the time, where can we get a home test? Where can we get a home test? But the home tests aren't always accurate, though.
I don't know what you do.
I've had several people test home tests, and then they take, you know, like a test through Ohio Health, and then they come up positive.
You know, but this is the time of year. It's very cold. As I said it this week many times, you know, usually I'm ready to come in here in the morning and happy and all that. But, you know, it's been so cold outside and so nasty in the morning and dark when you get up, and there's really nothing to look forward to. I just like laying in my bed under the covers. I would just like to stay there some mornings because it's so cold outside. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. I don't know if you have, but I bet Angie has. Have you heard about them talking about flu-rona?
Flu-rona? No, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, that's when you get the flu and corona at the same time.
Ooh. I bet that's not very good.
No, I haven't heard too much about it. I've heard them mention it on the news.
What do you make of what's going on in society right now? Have you noticed that more people that you know are getting this than ever before?
Yeah. I mean, I've only personally known one person that got it, and she died. She had underlying conditions, though. She wasn't all that healthy, but...
Now, had she been vaccinated?
Yeah, she was vaccinated.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think she actually got the original strain. I don't think the Delta or the Lambda or whatever, I don't think it was out yet. I think she got the original strain.
So this was a while ago?
Yeah, it was a while ago. She ended up, poor woman, she ended up dying. Like I said, she had underlying conditions.
You know, it's interesting because when I was talking to Dr. Gingrich this morning, and you know, I am not a doctor, and again, I always want to say this because I know people have very strong feelings about this. I'm not a doctor, and this station doesn't encourage or discourage anybody from doing anything. But Dr. Gingrich said this morning that Marion General Hospital, that right now, of the people admitted, 5 out of 10 are vaccinated. That means 5%, or 5 out of 100, excuse me, 5%. So that means 95% of the people being admitted are unvaccinated.
Yeah, I saw in the news today, they was talking about hospitalizations and stuff, and they said most of them was unvaccinated people. I mean, you think people would get that through their head, at least until they get enough, you know, enough people get it or become immune to it, and then they can treat it like the flu. But right now, I mean, this stuff is still kind of dangerous.
Well, I know people who have underlying conditions and who've had medical problems and who have that age issue working against them who've had it, and I think because they've been vaccinated and boosted, are just kind of traveling through this a little under the weather. And you know, that's nice, because I would imagine if they were not vaccinated or boosted, they would for sure be in the hospital.
Yeah, that's what worries me about some of my family members. I'm pretty sure is not vaccinated.
Well, it's you know, and it's hard to tell somebody to get vaccinated, but I don't know. Numbers are numbers, and but I guess people will tell you that the numbers are made up. I don't know anymore. It's a very difficult thing. But you know what's sad to me is, I mean, the people who I have learned recently that have had this, I mean, I have personally been around. Now, I'm not saying while they've had COVID, because I haven't been ill, but, you know, I don't think they knew that they had it. Two of them come to mind that over the, I guess it'd be the holiday season, you know, between middle of December and now, I was around them. Now, neither one for any extended period of time or particularly close to them, but both of them, I believe, have COVID right now, and, you know, I wouldn't have guessed it at the time.
Yeah, those are the lucky ones. I guess you can call them lucky. They get it, don't really know they got it. Just hope it doesn't hit them hard enough that they, you know, get down sick. Nobody likes to be sick.
No, and that's, but you know, if you get it, just be optimistic. These health professionals know what they are doing, and there's a lot more stuff they can do now than in the beginning, which is good. The antibody stuff, and they are learning how to treat it better, especially the milder the symptoms.
Who's antibody? Antibodies, what you call them? Isn't that something they have to give you in the early stages of it, or can it be later on?
I know. I think it's the early stages, isn't it?
Yeah, they want you to have it done within 7 days.
But how do they know when you have it?
Yeah.
They probably go by when you first develop your symptoms.
Well, I certainly would say, I'd say yesterday. Give me the antibody test.
Like, I mean, if you get tested, you know, a week ago, I don't know. They change things on the daily with COVID stuff, so.
Well, if you test positive, and I know a lot of people out there right now listening are testing positive, the first thing you need to do is call your doctor. See if your doctor thinks you have underlying conditions. Should you go see them? Should you go get the test, the antibody? Should you go to the hospital? You know, that's who you need to be talking to, not the internet.
See, luckily, that episode we went through, got tested. Neither me or my wife, we tested negative. So then it turns out that girl had strep throat. She didn't even have COVID.
Well, that's a positive. Yeah, and there are other things going around right now, which is kind of strange also, because last season, the flu was almost non-existent. No colds. What's that?
Everybody was wearing masks last year.
Yeah, everybody was well last year except for COVID. I did not see any illnesses. There was all kinds of NyQuil on the shelves. There was all kinds of that stuff that, you know, people buy at this time of year because it's cold and flu season. It wasn't being bought at all. Nobody seemed to be sick except for COVID. And there wasn't even a whole lot of that going on last year at this time.
But then people that refused to wear masks.
Well, the mask issue is very, very personal to some people, and that still is beyond me because...
I saw today, I thought it was kind of interesting. It was I can't remember who made it, but it was a solid mask, and I mean solid, like carbon fiber or plastic solid, had HEPA filters in it and had speakers in it, so it would amplify your voice.
Well, you know what's interesting to me about the mask? If you worked in public prior to the pandemic, guaranteed you would be wearing a mask because your company would force you to do it.
Yeah. I saw Citibank today on the news. Citibank's getting ready to fire about 100 people.
Right. So, you know, I think about that and I think, well, really, you're choosing not to wear the mask is because of your situation. And also, if you don't work in the public, you're not coming in contact with as many people as as somebody who works in the public would. If you work in the public 40 hours a week, can you imagine how many people you don't know you come in contact with as opposed to somebody who doesn't? Well, I go to the grocery store for 15 minutes and I get all my groceries and I stop by the gas station and I never come in contact with anybody. Well, you know, there's a big difference there.
Yeah, well, that and the fact that stuff lingers in the air. I mean, might have somebody cough or something and then you walk through it and you don't know it until you come up sick.
Well, I just hope everybody gets better, and mainly I hope that the people in the hospital get some relief, and hopefully this National Guard will do that coming in Monday, because I just, you know, healthcare workers are...
Oh, yeah, they've been taking a beating.
And they save our lives.
Oh,
and,
yeah, they don't make enough money for what they're going through.
And they put up with all this stuff. And they have to go in the rooms with these people who are contagious. And I understand they wear masks and do what they're supposed to do, but I know they've gotten sick. And, you know, that's a very tough job. That's a very thankless job. It's like working in a nursing home, and I feel bad for them and the fact that they're going through this right now.
I know. I feel bad for them, too. It's something I don't think I can do it.
No. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Stay well. All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. We are here 43 and a half minutes past the hour. Getaway Friday. I believe first Friday in 2022. The 7th. 740-383-9944. We had a great lady call in this morning who lived over... I guess by the Racquet Ball Club, who was calling in the temperature this morning. Wonder if she's out there. Hey, if you're out there listening, call in the temperature for us now. I don't know what the temperature is right now, but she was great. She did a great job this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you guys doing?
Well, here.
Good.
Right on. So, did you guys know that Hormel, the meat packing company, they make a bacon-scented mask?
Really?
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Bacon-scented.
Look it up. I can hear the doubt in your voice.
No. There's no. I'm completely. I believe it. I believe people are doing a lot of things, but why? I guess bacon scented. Is it
okay? Let's not act like bacon's not like one of the greatest things ever.
Well, I understand, but I mean, I don't know that I would want it strapped to my nose and mouth for.
That would make me hungry for bacon all day long.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so moving right along. We're talking about sickness and our little friend's antibodies and everything. Well, the simplest thing you can do in the whole wide world to get people healthy, everybody's wanting to just go to Similac. If more people would get over themselves and breastfeed, that would make people healthier. We're getting away from that. That's a bygone thing. A lot of people don't do that.
And that
would get people healthy.
Now think if you breastfed and the child had a bacon-scented mask on when you did it. I'll tell you, that would be... We really have something then, wouldn't we? Call the kids and alert the neighbors.
Oh, boy.
No, you know, I
love how you tied that all together.
Well, it's a very interesting thing. You know, I wanted this is an interesting subject. I'm glad you brought this up because I was, you know, why
well,
I know
I'm
that.
Not even trying to be funny. I'm saying it was the utmost sincerity.
No.
It's the most personal choice in the whole world. That's not convenient for everyone, especially, God help those mothers that go back to work. You know, pumping was a nightmare sometimes.
Well,
but I'm just saying, like, they say that even if you can only do it, you know, in the first couple of days after having a baby, they don't really get the milk. They just get that colostrum. That's like a bolus of antibodies right there. And, you know, hi-ya, take that immune system.
Well, it's interesting because, now, I'm sure my mother would not care me sharing this, but I was a C-section. Now, for years, people thought the reason I was a C-section who heard this, because she obviously, back in those days, my mother had to stay in the hospital for like a week after you have a C-section. And I mean, people came up with the stupidest reasons. Oh, your head was too big or, you know, stuff like that. And the truth of the reason, my mother had to have a C-section because when she was a teenager, she was in a car accident and her pelvis was broken.
Oh, my.
So, not that it has bothered her at all. I don't think it has. I mean, she has no worry about it from all, but her doctor was worried that if she would try to have a baby the natural way, that it might re-injure that, and that would not be good when you're trying to birth a baby.
Right, and I don't want any hate, you know. Like I said, I did want to pepper that in there, that, you know, that's a personal thing. I'm just saying, it seems like nobody even, like, really tries anymore. It's just automatically go to the formula. And, you know, that's good. I mean, that's going to get them fat and get them growed up and everything. But if you're wanting them antibodies, you know.
Well, it's interesting to me about the breastfeeding, though, because I do know that they say you do get the antibodies from breastfeeding. Now, I was not breastfed. To be honest, I really don't know the reason that my mother did not do it. I just know she didn't because when my brother came, who I'm 7 years older than, she didn't. You know, she bottle fed him too. But the point is that one of the problems I have with this, and if people want to breastfeed, that's fine. But have you noticed that they just whip it out in the store?
Now that I do not agree with. And there again, there's probably people that would, you know, want to talk all day and go back and forth and battle and argue. I think you should use common sense. Takes you far in life, and so doesn't courtesy for others. You know, my mom breastfed me and my brother, and she said she always had, like, a little receiving blanket, you know, and you just, you know, put that over, and nobody needs to know what you're doing. But, yeah, like, in the middle of, like, the Olive Garden or something, yeah.
People don't do that. I don't know why. Where is the discreet? And you know, these women, a lot of times, are very discreet in all other aspects of life. You know, what are you looking at? Are you looking at this? Are you looking at that? But yet, they're completely fine to whip it out right there in the...
Right.
And how do you not... You know, you try not to look, and you're not even looking because
it's
this
kind of
is...
like a train wreck. Like, you don't want to look, and you know you shouldn't look, but you can't not look.
Well, it's hard not to, because,
yeah.
I mean, if you're doing a transaction with this person, I mean, how are you not going to look in their direction?
Right, yeah. And then, yeah, I'm on board with, I think you and I share the same opinion. Like I said, a little receiving blanket or something, you know, baby can still breathe just fine, you know, no one's bothered. And actually, like, if you had the receiving blanket, you know, just loosely put over your shoulder, no one would probably even know what you were doing. They would think that you were holding a sleeping child. Have you ever noticed some people can just not get enough attention?
Well, yeah, but have you also noticed how late in life people will breastfeed their kids?
Yeah, that's another, yeah.
You know, if the child's saying it's time for lunch, Mom, I don't think you should probably be breastfeeding them.
They just got off of a school bus. I mean, give them a Lunchable and a juice box, yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down, Scott.
I just don't know. It's interesting. That whole subject has always fascinated me to a certain degree because and those people are very... The pro breastfeeding people, boy, they will come down on your head if you tell people not
like
to breastfeed.
And, story time, my best friend, her brother, he was dying of cancer, and his daughter-in-law, they came to deliver his home oxygen equipment, and like right there while the guy was like setting up, his daughter-in-law did that. She just like whipped it out. I mean like full frontal, like no blanket, no, just lifted the shirt up, like... It was just like girls gone wild, you know, spring break or something. I was like, whoa, what the heck?
Well, and people have no discretion about it. It's very, very strange.
The argument they'll make is, it's natural. Well, so is it taking a dump, but I don't want to see that.
Well,
I hear you giggling, Ann.
Well, I understand that's a natural process, but I don't know.
Say process one more time. Say it one more time, Scott.
Process?
See, somebody hold me back.
I know, I wrestled with that too.
What's wrong with process?
Okay. Have a good show, Scott.
Thank you.
Aunt.
Bye-bye. That's a Sidney Poitier word.
Process.
Did you breastfeed your kids?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. I mean, and I had to go back to work, so... It was a little tricky.
See, I don't know anything about any of that.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open again, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is that group called?
La Leche.
Yes. Oh, they are angry people. If you even suggest that you feed your...
My sister was a part of that at one point.
La Leche.
La Leche?
Isn't that Spanish for milk?
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with those people?
I don't know if that's what you call it or not, but I know leche. Is that?
I know that's it, La Leche, and they are violent. They're like one of those fur groups.
Like a furry?
A furry? What's a furry?
You know all them people that like to dress up furries? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about anti-fur people. Who, like, throw paint on people with fur.
People.
Well, yeah, and I'm not saying I want people to wear fur. I think it's probably a bad idea. But I don't think you should go throw paint on them. It's not illegal to wear fur. So I don't understand these La Leche people. What do they throw on you?
Breast milk.
Ugh. I just don't know.
Yeah.
To each their own, that's what I say. To each their own.
Well, what do you do?
That's right. What do you do? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. 53 minutes past the hour here on a WWGH Radio Friday night. Oh, I do want to mention our big winner today of the Sans Sodas gift card was Lee. We were back in the food business today for a moment.
Yay for Lee.
Which was a lot of fun. 54 entries this morning. 54. I thought that was pretty good.
That means you had a lot of questions.
I went through many, many... I think we're going to have to go back to trivia other than Family Feud, because there are just so many entries, 54 in 3 hours. And it's not even a full hour, because we take the top of the hour breaks.
Right. Well.
Sand sodas is good, although I've never had the pizza. I would like to try the pizza.
Yeah, I'd like to try the pizza, too. I mean, I always like pizza.
It looks so good in the pictures.
It does.
It just looks tremendously delicious. But I don't know. I don't know if it's good or not.
You know what always looks good, too, is that Grand Prairie pizza place out there on...
I've had that.
Is...
You know, I'm probably for some people they like it.
Ian, you ever have it?
I had it at my mother's house because she lives out that way.
Okay.
It was just pizza, I thought.
Hmm.
I mean, some people... Pizza's very subjective depending on the person.
Well, Dugout and Tubby's is my favorite.
Yeah, Dugout in...
Caledonia. They have really good pizza, and I haven't had it for a while.
I'm trying to think if there's any place that I can't think of any restaurants right now that I really want to eat at.
Nope. I'm going to have Scott take me to this diner in Toledo for my birthday.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Mm-hmm. It's called Smucker's. Has anybody ever been there? It's a little diner. It's just tiny.
In Toledo, up by Tony Paco's.
But that's where I want to go for my birthday.
Some people say Pecos, some people say Pacos.
But my luck, it'll be snowing and we'll be in the middle of a snowstorm on my birthday because that's how it goes.
Well, it hasn't really been that severe a winter, although like I'm saying, this week with the cold temperatures in the morning, boy, I could have just... Those people who work at home, I envied them some days because just laying in the bed with the two blankets on and the television on and it's still dark outside when I get up, you know, that's... There's really no incentive to get up there.
Well, I have a electric blanket and it's really hard to get out of an electric blanket.
I mean, I could not believe... how much I just wanted to stay in bed just about every day this week. Because it's just pitch black in my room when the alarm goes off. It's, I know it's cold. You can hear it outside just blowing and it just, there's nothing positive about getting, now once you're up, you're okay. Once you get in the shower and get dressed and as you're going out, then you're okay because daylight's starting to come up and, you know, that's okay, you get into a warm car. But boy, that just getting out of bed is very difficult in January.
Well, it's really difficult when you have to get up out of bed and go straight outside, because that's what I do every single day of my life.
Because of dogs?
Yes.
See, I wouldn't like that. Sometimes I, like tomorrow morning, I will be staying in the bed. Even if I wake up early, I am not getting out of the bed. I'm going to make sure that I have a drink there, that I have the remotes close to me, that I have something on television that I can watch. That way, even if I wake up at the same time, I can stay in the bed.
I have to get up. I like to do things in the morning, so I get up in the morning. I get up, take my dogs out, feed my cats, because my cats are usually crying at my door, telling me they want fed. So I do that, and then I usually do chores around the house in the morning.
I'm more of a morning person than some people. I'm not cranky in the morning, but I'm not by nature somebody who wants to get out of bed. I don't like being regimented. I guess that's it. I don't like being, well, you know, you got to be up at 7:30. I don't like that.
You want to get up when you want to get
up. Yeah, because if I end up getting up at 7:30, okay. But if I don't, that's okay too. Because I think that's a mindset. When you go to bed, like if you're laying in bed, you know how it is. If you have taken a nap or something, and you go to bed, and you know you have to get up for work at 6:30 in the morning, and you're not tired, and you're laying in the bed, and you're watching the clock and you're watching the television, and it's getting later and later and later, and you get all worked up because you know you have to be up and you don't want to be tired the next day. Well, if you didn't have to get up at a certain time, that wouldn't bother you. You could just sit in that bed and stay up as late as you want.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, I always get up. No matter what time I go to bed, I could go to bed at 2 in the morning, and guess what? I'm up at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, but, 30, you, but, 6 you've, o'clock. But you've also been known to go back to sleep and sleep rather late.
Only every once in a while.
But it can happen.
Sometimes. I always, sometimes I try to go back to sleep. If I get up really early, I try to go back to sleep.
Like on the weekend, sometimes I will already be at work for an hour, and then you'll shoot me a message saying I'm still in bed.
Well, I don't know when that is.
Sundays.
Oh, Sundays. Well, maybe I had a headache. Usually I'm up.
Well, we're going to go to break here in about 10 seconds. Stay with us. We're going to take that 15-minute break for sports, news, weather, and all kinds of other great things. Come back for a whole nother hour live here on Friday night.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the